Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors.
Good morning, everybody, and good morning, Julie. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you very much. I'm battling allergies, Julie. The allergy season is crazy. And
it sure is.
Yeah, and here we go. So I'm in the middle of that. My voice is a little off. This has been going on since Monday. And most of it is because I was on Mother's Day. I was cleaning my porches, like hosing off and getting, you know, working with Joe and Meyer and Tommy, the three of us, four of us were just getting everything organized because, you know, I had a little get-together, a little party, just a little couple friends over. And so I wanted everything to be, you know, get my furniture up and ready, and we had to hose off the furniture, and which had been out and uncovered for a good month, so the rain and everything else was getting it, but nonetheless, that meant that I have three oak trees in my yard, so the pollen and the stuff, those little squibbly, dusty little things that for oak trees I love, and man, are they mighty, but oh my God, the stuff that comes out of those trees is just unbelievable.
I know.
Between the acorns and the little things, a little whirly, you know, and then those long, skinny, dusty, it's just unbelievable. And they seem to be worse, and it might be just because there's been so much rain. They're all over the place. And that just creates that yellow, greenish pollen. You can see it on top of everything. It was bad, and I have allergies, but I've never had them kick in like they did this time. And as the day goes on, because we're taping in the morning, I feel 100% better. But coincidentally, I did have an ENT appointment this week, just because I go every 6 months and just for check, you know, just because I tend to need to do that. And so when I went in, Janice said, your stuff is all going on there for you. So she ordered Claritin. She said, you can buy it over the counter. I can do the prescription. I said, no, do the prescription. I'm going to give it a shot. And she did that for me. And we'll see what happens. I didn't take it because I just got it yesterday. So I have to take it this morning. I'm a little nervous because I get scared to take any kind of new drug or any of that stuff. She also gave me the prescription Flonase to try. So, again, both of those will be used today. But anyway, so that's the price you pay for what you have. I mean, what are you going to do? So that was what started with that. And then, but Mother's Day evening, my son Tommy cooked a delicious, authentic Mexican meal for me, which was fabulous. And Brenda Vistoki came over, and so it was the four of us having dinner, and then later Randy Williams and Doug Smith stopped in, and Tommy made homemade flan, Julie. To end the delicious meal, it was very, very, very good, and didn't miss a beat. And then homemade flan, which was outstanding. I love flan, and for those of you who don't know, it's a Mexican custard, caramel custard. So you do it upside down, and when you tip it over, the caramel is on top, and then the flan, the custard is underneath it. And so you get that hit of very soft, delicious caramel with the creaminess of the flan, custard on the, you know, or the custard on the bottom, and it is absolutely delicious. So, and he said, beautiful presentation. Matter of fact, I have another picture of it, Joel. I said, Tommy, take a picture. And he put it on that same pretty dish, floral dish that he had the last one on, but he cut up fresh strawberries around. It was beautifully presented and delicious. It was the best I've ever had, and I love it, and God rest my grandmother's soul, my Nana who lived with us since I was five, my mother's mom, who was just, seriously, I don't like to say mother's, I would never say my mother's my best, my mother was my best friend. She wasn't. My mother was my mother, and that's the role I wanted her to have, because I think it's very hard to be able to do that. But my grandmother, on the other hand, was my biggest fan. And that's the difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was just the best. And she lived till she was 92. And she was the greatest woman. I mean, I just loved her. I loved both of my grandmothers, my dad's mom. Two different ladies, loved them equally. But my Nana Lee lived with us. And so that kind of, you know, automatically forged a bond. And she was the one, I think I've said before, Julie, when I used to hear fire engines and driving by my house when I was a little girl, I would run into her room in the middle of the night and sleep in her bed with her because I was petrified. So, yeah, she was the best. She loved flan, loved it. No matter where we went to a Mexican place, if they had it, she was getting that. And my grandmother was one of these women, which your mom and you would love, Joel. She never missed dessert. Never.
Yes. Yes.
She would have it, whether she was full, as she could possibly be, she would never say no to dessert. So flan was her thing. So Tommy, you know, eating that was sort of, you know, we were thinking of my Nana. But it was absolutely spectacular. This kid is just unbelievable in his culinary talent. Seriously. Yep.
I wonder if he will ever pursue that more in a, you know, someday maybe he'll own a restaurant or something. I just feel that he is gifted in this area.
I would rather he be me. How about me saying, I don't know if he'll open a restaurant because like I said to him, Tommy, you should do a like breakfast lunch situation, but I don't know that that's what he wants to do. I think he really enjoys doing this because that's something he does on the side because he's not, he has so much going on.
Right. And I get that. I feel that way about baking cookies. You know, I can make a bazillion of them, but I don't want to own a bakery. And I love it. I love doing it. And I love giving trays to people and giving trays to and doing things for the kids. But, yeah, do I want to own a bakery? Well, probably not. You know, I think that's a whole other animal. So I'm just saying, from what I see, it looks like he has the skill level to take this as far as he would want to because everything, his presentation is beautiful, and you know I'm big on that. I want things to not only taste wonderful, but I want them to look as good as they taste. And I think Tommy has that in him because all these pictures I see, they're just stunning. They're just beautiful, and they're so well done. They really are.
Yes. He does have that, Julie. He's very artistic. Now, I'm going to tell you one step further. Tommy has always been very artistic in almost everything. He can sing. He can act. The only thing he's not great at is dancing, but he can do that if he has to. But he can paint. He can sculpt. I have this cute little angel made out of clay that he made for me. Oh my God, years ago. But he took every camp as a kid that he could, I would say, do you want to do this? Yep, and he did all of these things. Marywood University used to have a course, they called them College for Kids, all summer, and Tommy took several of those. Sean did too. They were great, and they were fun for kids, but they were also educational. So we don't live far from Marywood, so we did that, and he loved that. But he also is a graduate. He went three or four years to Arts Alive, which is now the Lyceum. And he took a 1 year, they offered, for years, they offered photography. And Ward Rowe, he's the one who taught Tommy photography, the one year that Tommy did Arts Alive. It used to be a month long, the whole month of July. And you could pick which one you wanted. And Tommy decided that he wanted photography that year. And he has really been able to carry what he's learned in the simplest ways of a camera and an iPhone. I mean, we all can be experts in that now, with the way these cameras are on these iPhones and everyone else's phones. He took that course and loves it, and still uses those type of things that he's learned. So, but his ability to cook has never changed. When he was 10 years old, we asked him, you know, for his birthday, for Christmas, he said, I want a KitchenAid mixer at 10.
Yeah, so I believe it.
We got him a black KitchenAid, which he used forever because I was no baker and wasn't using it. But I've since had a couple of them, and I love them and use them now. But and who am I kidding? I don't need to use it now because he does everything. But he just did that, and that's the stuff he wanted, and he's excellent at it. He does a great job. I'd rather him do some individual catering for people because I think that's kind of nice. It's a one and done, and then he doesn't have the other issues. But we'll see. Who knows?
Right.
And no one knows what will happen. We don't. But he's so talented that I would be thrilled if he did anything with it. But right now, that's not what he's doing. But I benefit from it because, you know, as Doug Smith said, you get all these like gourmet meals all the time. I said, no, we don't. It's not an everyday thing, you know, but always on the weekend, Tommy does something or bakes something and makes it's a wonderful skill to have. Yes, because there is nothing better than when you bake or make something and everybody loves what you do and you can feed someone and make, and when you, that brings them joy for what they're eating, then there's nothing better than that. Nothing. It's food equals love, and that's the bottom line. So it's all what it is. It's all what it's about. At the same time, Tommy has lost 88 pounds in 10 months. So,
wow.
And you would never know, like someone said to me, God, I never would think he would even need to lose that. And he looks fabulous. He looks like he's a gorgeous kid, and he looks fabulous. So he's, yeah. So all of these things are good stuff, Jewel. So that's what our Mother's Day was. So it turned out to be a lovely, beautiful day. The whole weekend through Monday was absolutely beautiful. So we were happy with that and got some good outdoor time. So, and I don't even know what number I don't even know where our number was, our time. So I'm blabbing on here. But
I think we're about out of time now. We need to.
There you go.
Take a little break.
Okay.
It is time. Yes.
Yeah, there you go. All right. So we'll be right back, everybody. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises. which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is the lovely Julie D. Immel of Julie D. Immel Communications. Jewel, tell them what you can do for them.
Thanks, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, visit my website at juliedimmel.com.
Thanks, Jewel. And with us today are some of the beauties over at Scranton Tomorrow. We have the president and CEO, Leslie Collins, and the director of business development, Liz Baldy. And they're here to talk a little bit about, or a lot of it, about Scranton City Pride 2025 coming up. And lots always happens, good stuff in this town to clean up the area for the spring and have our town looking as beautiful as ever. So welcome, ladies. How's it going this year with the festivities and the plans for Scranton City Pride?
Hi, Laurie. Hi, Julie. Thanks so much for having Liz and I on today. We're so excited to be with you.
We're so excited. Yeah. So what's going on? How's it looking this year?
So City Pride is really taking form. It's shaping up. And as you, Laurie, and Julie, you know that City Pride has been a decades-long Scranton Tomorrow beautification and cleanup initiative. And throughout the last almost 30 years, we have used tens of thousands of volunteers to really help make City Pride a huge success. And in most recent years, we brought together a new partnership with NeighborWorks Northeastern Pennsylvania and United Neighborhood Centers of Northeastern Pennsylvania. So all three of our organizations are collaborating, and really this collaboration is really proving to be a really powerful tool with increased volunteerism and a significant impact citywide for beautification and cleanup initiatives. So we're really excited about City Pride 2025.
Yeah, and I think, Les, what's important to note, too, is full disclosure, I'm a board member of Scranton Tomorrow, and one of our committees on the Scranton Tomorrow board is, or through Scranton Tomorrow in general, is our Safe, Clean, and Green Committee, which is run, does Michael Gilmartin still chair that? Les?
Michael Gilmartin is the chair of that committee and the program manager of Safe, Clean, and Green, and everything that takes place with our community social service organizations and our greening and outdoor programming is run by Steve Ward.
And Steve
is he
a master gardener? Did I hear that incorrectly, or am I right?
No, he is a master gardener, and how he came. We pretty much stole him from the master gardener program and brought him to the staff of Scranton Tomorrow a few years back, and that's how we first met. Was we were struggling a little bit with City Pride and the gardening piece, and Steve hopped onto the committee, and now here we are where he's a team member of the organization, so it's really great.
Yeah. And God bless him, he really does a wonderful job. But my point in stating that there's a committee for Safe, Clean, and Green is not only during City Pride, but throughout the year, that committee really, really, really does a phenomenal job, a hands-on job, of making sure they cooperate with anybody who works to help, like you said, thousands of volunteers, and anyone else and anything else that's going on to make our downtown look beautiful. That committee is very, very engaged and involved. So Liz, or either one, jump in. Tell me how this is working out, when the weeks are, and what anyone out there might be able to do that you could use their help.
Sure. So thank you again for having us, Lori. Scranton City Pride this year. We've extended it a little bit to fit in all of the added programming that we have planned for this year. So the dates for this year are May 27th through June 7th. We have tons of plans for downtown, many programs that Steve has coordinated with a lot of volunteer groups, but also this year for downtown, we are really engaging our downtown business community. We're encouraging them to sweep the sidewalks in front of their business, plant their planters in front of their business, and an extra special piece that we added, this is now our third annual Downtown Scranton Business Class category in partnership with the Electric City Flower Show. So this is a very fun program for me. We get to coordinate. It's a great competition amongst the business owners that the business owners create a creative container arrangement. And it's a Facebook live vote. It's open for 24 hours. They submit the photo of their arrangement. People have 24 hours to place their votes, but they will be on display on First Friday, June 6th. In front of their business downtown. So you can go walk around. There'll be QR codes for you to scan to place your votes. And there's a first, second, and third place winner. Trophies are on the line. And these winners also get to come up to the actual flower show at NAOG on June 21st to have their displays as part of the flower show.
Mm-hmm. And that's really cool. That's great. And speaking of the flower show, I love it. And usually I'm there to help my friend Joe, who has he's one of the vendors, has been for a couple years. And this year, Les, I won't be there because I'll be doing something better this year, going to my son's wedding. Yay!
I guess that's an excuse to miss it.
An excuse
so
not
exciting.
To be there. Yes. But anyway, fill us in on the rest of the good stuff that's going to go on.
So in addition to the flower show, downtown businesses will be adopting planters this year and planting throughout the downtown. But, I mean, in recent years, downtown Scranton has truly become more of a neighborhood. Our downtown residential community has grown hand over fist. And now downtown truly is. It's a neighborhood in itself. So we're encouraging downtown residents to come out and do street sweeps and cleanups with us throughout the week. Just as United Neighborhood Centers and NeighborWorks are working with their neighborhoods downtown, it is truly a neighborhood of its own now. And it's really exciting to have some of the residents and all of the business owners really engaged in the programming.
Do you guys, the restaurants and such downtown, because we really do have such a vibrant restaurant community, do they do anything with us at all, or is there anything that they might offer during this City Pride or something that they may think of doing? I know they might be beautifying the front of their property, but do they work with you too in that, or is it more just because it's a group of focused on the clean and green, that's their focus?
So they will be focused on the outside exterior of their building, just to make sure that, again, it's taking pride in their business, taking pride in the aesthetics of their business. We know that they work hard all year round on promoting their business and creating dishes and specials that are unique. But it's nice to know that they do. They truly take pride in downtown because it's more of a connection to – it's a business community down here. The businesses that are next door to each other, they consider each other neighbors, just as you would at home. So once one business sees a business planting extra flowers or doing hanging basket, it really is an inspiration for other businesses to do the same. So we encourage them throughout the week. They will be posting their projects that they're doing. They'll be using the hashtag Scranton City Pride as well, and sharing all of the posts for City Pride, encouraging others to also take pride in their business.
Yeah, I think it's great. And Les, I love all these L's, Laurie, Liz, Leslie, Les, tell me a little bit about the collab, because I love collaboration. And so the collaboration between Scranton Tomorrow, NeighborWorks, and UNC is huge, and it's great. And you have these major organizations all working together. How did that come about for Scranton Tomorrow, for that opportunity for the three of you? And what specifically do each of their organizations do along with what you continue to do and have been for years?
Well, I'm so glad you asked that, because really Scranton is truly unique in the fact that we have nonprofit organizations that partner and collaborate, and we do it on a routine basis, which is really unique. When we go to other areas similar to Main Street organizations and neighborhood organizations, Elm Street organizations like UNC and NeighborWorks, we don't see this type of collaboration. So initially, City Pride was citywide, and Scranton Tomorrow ran the program citywide. Maybe 15 years ago, we really pulled it back and started to focus mainly on the downtown business district, as neighborhood associations were really helping to support the neighborhoods. So we could really, fine-tune our work into the downtown business district. But during COVID, we realized that people really wanted to get out of their homes in a safe manner, be outside. So we started to talk about how do we do that and how do we do it effectively and successfully. And then we realized, hey, we have two fellow nonprofits with NeighborWorks and UNC that are doing great work in their districts. And let's see if they would have an interest in joining us for City Pride and really just making this, as impactful as we can. So there's opportunities for anyone within the city or even outside of the city that would like to come to, either the downtown or to a neighborhood that either NeighborWorks or UNC manages and really help support that neighborhood. So I just think it's a wonderful collaboration. We have had great success. Last year, we had well over 5,000 volunteers providing service to both the neighborhoods and to downtown. And I know that Liz was talking about, the downtown piece with the flower show and how the small businesses are participating and the residential in downtown. But there are just a couple things that I'd like to highlight that are other partnerships that have grown out of City Pride. Mm-hmm. So we work a lot with the Scranton School for the Deaf. And Steve actually has a program, it's a curriculum that he goes up and he teaches the students with the Master Gardeners, who are wonderful partners, horticulture. So what the children do is they then come downtown, they plant flowers, they grow their flowers throughout the season, and then they come to downtown during City Pride and they plant their flowers and they take great pride in that. So we're doing a really cool program. It's the third year with the Scranton School for the Deaf. We're bringing children down to the Christopher A. Doherty Park, the Pocket Park on the corner of Linden in Wyoming, and they are planting their flowers, and then we'll have a pizza party afterward, which is always really fun. Steve this year has incorporated a sensory garden project with the Scranton Blind Association, where that is really a great project, and we're really excited that this is the first year we're partnering with the Blind Association. But I did want to quickly mention also that NeighborWorks and United Neighborhood Centers do a wonderful job in their respective districts as well, and they came up with a really fun project called Garbage Olympics. And Garbage Olympics is a competition between the areas that they manage with, which is Westside and Pinebrook. And so it's so fun. And you form teams within those two neighborhoods, and the team that removes the most debris from their neighborhood win a prize. So that's Garbage Olympics, and that's taking place on Saturday, June 7th. So that's a really cool aspect. So City Pride has really evolved, the partnerships have evolved, and I think the outcomes are just really growing rapidly.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's great. It's always so nice and especially because of all this rain we've had, it's so green everywhere, and then you have everything clean, and I'm all about clean. So it's such a wonderful thing to do, to involve the volunteers, to involve the residents, to involve the owners of the businesses, and to stretch it out into those other regions, like you said, the Pinebrook section and Westside, because both of them do such beautiful work within those regions, and UNC and Southside as well. But I know that they're focused on Pinebrook for this, so that this is great. And Les, you guys are focused on the downtown, but let's face it, everybody needs to work together, because you leave the downtown, you go into these other areas, you want that to be just as beautiful as everything else. So how does one get in touch with either you or Liz or whomever if they'd like to volunteer and help out this year?
Liz, would you like to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So we have on a sign-up sheet on our website at scrantontomorrow.org/Scranton City Pride. And also Steve, if you wanted to email him directly, his email is Steve Ward, that's STEVEWARD at scrantontomorrow.org. And he will help coordinate and find a project for you to get involved with.
And Liz, the dates again of this great program.
It's May 27th through June 7th.
Yeah, that's great. Well, ladies, did we miss anything? Anything we need to squeeze in before we go?
I don't think so. Liz, did we miss anything?
Liz, we okay?
I think we're good.
Good. Well, whatever we do, it's only going to make us look better because the work that's done is beautiful, the flowers, and just it's the beginning of, you know, the springtime, beginning of summer coming up, and it's just going to make everybody happier to see such clean areas and a great location to live, play, and work, and we're all about that at Scranton Tomorrow, and we hope you are too, and if you want to help or you need to volunteer, again, Liz, the website is scrantontomorrow.org/Scranton City Pride, is that correct?
Yes. Julie, is that how we rephrased it this year?
There's really two easy ways to get there. You can go to scrantontomorrow.org and click on that City Pride icon right at the top, or you can type in scrantoncitypride.org, and that will take you right to the page with all the information and a link to the registration form.
Well, there you go. See what happens when you get four lovely ladies and their minds working together. Everybody has the answers. That's how it works. So Liz, Leslie, thanks for joining us. Keep up all the wonderful work that's done by all the board members, the volunteers, the partners, and everyone who donates their time, money, and energy to making Scranton Tomorrow thrive as it's done for a long, long time. So we thank you and everyone else out there. We hold on. We have another segment, and we'll be right back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body.
The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is the lovely Julie D. Immel of Julie D. Immel, owner of Julie D. Immel Communications. And, Jewel, tell them what you can do.
Thanks so much, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, visit my website at juliedimmel.com.
Great. So, Jewel, lots happening out there. We just heard the wonderful stuff from Leslie and Liz regarding City Pride, and sort of prior to that, as I was talking about my own personal cleanup in my on my deck and front porch, everybody's out there doing their thing. Yeah, it's sort of it all works, and that's a good thing when everything comes together like that. It's and it looks beautiful. Like I said in that segment, the green, you know, there's that period of time right after winter, during spring, before it starts getting, it gets a little warmer and lighter out, and you think, oh, God, everything looks so dirty. And then in a matter of a couple days almost, everything changes, and it starts, green starts to appear, and it just starts to make everybody feel better that, you know, it's a nice time. And how about, the in addition to that, at this point, how about how late it's staying light out these days?
Yes, I love that.
I love it. Yeah. And, of course, Sean's wedding is on the summer solstice, which is the 21st
of
June.
The longest day of the year. Yes.
Longest day. And then days start to wind down, which makes me, that drives me crazy because it's like just summer just began and now it's already going backwards, but it's okay. It is what it is. It's still beautiful and the days are longer and it's just so much better.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's still a lot of summer left after that. That's okay. And, you know, I like this time
of
year.
It's what happens.
Yeah. We've got more light and I really try to get my garbage out and wrap things up before it gets dark because I have noticed there is a skunky-doo somewhere in the midst, and he seems to be coming out as soon as it gets dark. And so I don't want to encounter him by the garbage cans. So this has been working out fine for me that there's more light. I know. I think maybe he lives under the porch. I don't know. I'm smelling a lot of skunk. He's very busy right now. It makes Moo a little bit crazy, a little dysfunctional, but, you know, they have to do what they have to do. It's like, it is amazing how much wildlife and vegetation we have within the city limits, really. I mean,
I know it.
When you think
Absolutely.
About it, and when you were talking about the pollen earlier, you are in good company with, I'm sorry that you're suffering with the allergies. I, too, have been dying this week, and that is no joke. I have been a walking sinus headache, and even if pollen lands on my arms, I break out in hives. I'm so allergic to it, so I've been a mess too. But it is so, so beautiful out this year. Everything is so rich and lush and green, and I'm seeing a ton of birds. I'm seeing a ton of baby squirrels. I'm seeing chipmunks. Like, everything is out. Everything is blooming. And giant bees, which I'm sure they're just carpenter bees, maybe bumblebees, but I call them ninja bees. There's one that hangs out right outside my window every day. I swear it's the same bee, and I've named him Herman because he's huge. He's coming right up to the window, and I feel like he wants to have a conversation. So my bee Herman is out.
Well,
it's all good.
Yeah, well, you know what I love? When I see those big bumbles floating around in my yard, I love them because they are, you know, they're the pollinators. They're very, yeah, very, very busy as a bee. That's the reason. They are busy little guys and gals, and they're out there doing their thing. And
I
love
it. Terrified
of
them. Yeah, I mean, because
I'm bumblebees? I hate
me out because I'm allergic to them.
Well,
and so if I get stung, this is an EpiPen situation, go to the ER kind of thing. And so, yes, for that reason, I have this underlying fear all the time of bees. But I appreciate their role in the ecosystem, and I love it when they do come up to, you know, I have that little porch upstairs, and it's all screened in. And when Herman comes to the window and he's so close and I could see all the fur, he's very cute, actually. He's got a lot of fur.
Oh, they're adorable.
Wings vibrating. And I'm like, well, he's really quite beautiful. Why am I so afraid of this thing? But, you know, so I appreciate them, but I really need them to just, you know, stay outside and away from.
To fly away. Go fly somewhere else.
Right.
Go pollinate somewhere else.
But I like looking at them from, you know, a safe place, and I think they're amazing.
They truly are amazing, and I don't like yellow jackets and wasps and those ugly, you know, mean, you know, little
hornets,
you know what, with wings. I don't like any of them, but I do love when I see a bumble. Because they're just, and that's sort of what they do. They sort of bumble along, you know. They're appropriately named. They're big and they're furry and they're. I love the color, and it looks like a big Pittsburgh Steeler coming after you. You know, they're just so, you know, they have that look about them. But they're just so cute. I love bees. I love anything to do with them. I love them printed on stuff, as you know, because you gave me, which I'll be using, that beautiful bee three wick candle, and my book, my journal, which I love. Any embossed bee, I have this beautiful ring from Italy that has a bee stamped on the ring itself. I just love them. They're like butterflies, and to me they remind me of a butterfly in a much more bumblesome way. But I just love them. So when I see them, I'm thrilled they're around. But it's out there. It's the weather is coming our way, and I love every minute of it. I'm even starting to stop complaining about the heat and humidity, because just go in air conditioning and shut up, Laurie. That's how I look at it, because it's so nice. It's so nice to be out with this past winter. It's the cold. But I'll tell you, Julie, your line about vegetation, I have been noticing, because of the rain, how much the green in this area, like, I was in the car, as I am every day, and I'm like, oh, my God, I never realized how many trees are there. I never realized how much shrubbery, or how this is covered with that or this or that. It's amazing, and it is because of the constant rain. We've had a lot of rain, and that makes everything greener. My grass was cut for the first time yesterday, and it looks like a sheet of velvet, green velvet. It's so beautiful in the backyard. It's gorgeous.
I love it.
So and it's that beautiful. There's nothing better than the color of grass. That's a beautiful nature's most gorgeous color. It is. So
I agree.
I love it. I'm looking out there now, Jewel, and it's beautiful. So thank God the sun's out this morning, and as it was yesterday morning, but then it turned quickly. But it was, it's, thank God we're headed in the right direction. So Tuesday night, Jewel, Dominic Sadie is the owner of Mondano, a new restaurant. It means worldly in Italian, and it's called Mondano. And it's right across from the CVS and on the corner directly across from Anthony's in Old Forge. And we went down for his grand opening ribbon cutting. They were open in late November, but they waited until the spring to do their opening. And it was lovely. It has a whole downstairs area for to rent for any type of an event. It's beautiful, beautiful. We were there. We went down there, started the day there, and then we went up to the main dining room. They have a bar area and some high tops in the bar, and then there's seating in the dining room. And it was lovely. It was packed. There were a lot of people there for the opening, and then we then stayed for dinner, and it was absolutely delicious. So their food is, they do change it on a monthly basis, but they always have their staples, and they try to do Italian, they always have some type of Italian and some type of Lebanese. They do Lebanese dinners once a month. And they do what's called Tuesday, $29 Tuesdays for a dinner with a salad or appetizer, a meal, and a dessert. And it was wonderful. Meyer and Mike got his brujol, and I just had my regular gluten-free spaghetti they make the best arrabbiata sauce. And it was absolutely delicious. And then he had for dessert, he said, "Laurie, they're gluten-free." They were a mango square, which was absolutely delicious. Again, like a crusty bottom with some type of nut. I don't know if it was pecans or walnuts, and done gluten-free. And then there was a creamy, almost custardy mango in the middle, and then on top was a pure mango glaze. It was absolutely delicious.
That sounds wonderful.
And so, yeah, that, and it's sprinkled with powdered sugar. It was delicious. The food was outstanding. People were there. I ran into several people who were at the event and then stayed for dinner. And then I ran into Francine again because I was at the Scranton Area Foundation opening at the Century Club yesterday as well. And I ran into Francine again. She said that meal was outstanding. She and her friend had the Lebanese dish, and they loved it. It was a Lebanese sampler, and she said it was great. No, we're going back there, and it was great. So it was just truly a great evening, a lot of good people. Kenny McGraw was playing piano, and it was a lovely, lovely event. They are having an opera night, which I'm not sure if there's any reservations available, but they're having an opera night, which actually my son Tommy will be performing at. And so they'll do like a course, and then the music, and then another course and music. So it'll last a few hours, and that's happening on the 26th of May, which is the 25th, the Sunday before Memorial Day, starting at 3 p.m. So if you want to and you're interested in that, again, I don't know because he was pretty close to the cutoff when we were there the other night. But if you want, you can call. Maybe there's a space or two. And it's lovely. It's $49, and it's a four-course meal with music and entertainment. So it's going to be lovely, and that'll be held right at Mondano, and they're going to start downstairs again and then come up to the restaurant. So we're looking forward to that, and I'm most importantly interested in hearing my son as he continues to take his voice lessons and doing a lot of singing, and he has a pretty good operatic voice. So
Anyway, call. It's called Mondano, M-O-N-D-A-N-O. Give them a call if you're interested in that, or just stop down Tuesday through Saturday. They're open, and see what they can do for you. It's a beautiful place, and Dominic will greet you, and Dominic Sadie, everybody knows him. He owned a restaurant in downtown Scranton and then moved up to the, help me, Julie, the Clark Summit location. I'm trying to, Greystone Gardens in Clark Summit, okay, that Paul Epson owned, and he was there until they decided they were selling the property. So Dominic is Lebanese and is and loves the food and has been doing presenting Lebanese food to the public for a long time. His his wife Michelle and my dear Mrs. Andish, my kid's Latin teacher, were there, and his sister Juliet and a couple other lovely ladies at one table, and it was nice to see everybody. So congratulations to them because they did a great job, and congratulations to the Scranton Area Foundation as they presented their new facility in the Century Club, and that was beautifully done, and that was great. And then real quick, Donna Barbetti and I stopped over at Paige Gephardt Cognetti's little get-together at Sedell's in North Scranton for a little evening there, and we had a good time there as well. So there we go, a packed week of good stuff, Jewel. So we're going to leave you for the weekend. We thank you, as always, always for listening to us. We so appreciate it, and we will see you next week. Have a wonderful weekend and week, and we'll see you soon. Thanks so much. Be safe, and please be nice. Bye.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.